Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today is first Saturday of the month, and so we celebrate this Mass in honor of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, as Our Lady asked at Fatima that we observe the first five Saturdays of the month. Of course, we basically do that perpetually here, and that devotion to her Immaculate Heart be established in the world, that is the will of God. And so we go to the readings of the day, and we look for the Marian significance. And the first thing that jumps out to me is this title that our Lord likes to use for himself. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, it's the title that he most often uses, and that is Son of Man, where he says, "The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." Now, that refers to our Lord belonging to the human race, right? It means he is a son of Adam and our brother, according to his human nature. But it also refers to the fact that he is the son of Mary, because he received this human nature from Mary. So he is the son of man, that is the son of Adam, but he is also the son of Mary, because he received that human nature from Our Lady. In today's antiphon before the Gospel, our Lord says, "I am the way and the truth and the life." That's from St. John's Gospel. And so our Lord gave human flesh and a human nature to he who is the way, the truth, and the life. The way and the truth and the life became incarnate in her virginal womb. And so now we go to the first reading of today's Mass, where St. Paul is writing to the Colossians. And he says, "You once were alienated and hostile in mind." Why? "Because of evil deeds." You see that? That is the effect of sin. Evil deeds. We're talking about sin there. And what is the effect? Well, one, you become hostile in mind, because if we commit evil deeds, we basically give ourselves over to the power of evil spirits, right? They have an influence over our thoughts, our imagination, and hostility is introduced. You know, I think about road rage comes to mind. Why this phenomenon of road rage? Is everybody really in that big of a hurry? Okay, if that's the case, maybe we just need to leave for our destination a little bit earlier. But there's something more than that, isn't there? Right? This road rage, hostile in mind. Bad thoughts are introduced. Right? Why am I the only one who knows how to drive on the road? You know, that's a bad thought, and it doesn't correspond to reality either. So hostile in mind, this cultivating hostility towards other people, and may even reach the point of being hostile towards God. And it also causes alienation. So you once were alienated and hostile in mind. That is, there's this division, right? That is the demonic tactic, to divide and conquer. Dividing us from God and our relationship from God, and also dividing us from one another. So these relationships, which should be the most intimate, that is our relationship with God, and then the relationship between spouses, that's where the devil attacks. He wants to alienate souls from God and from one another, and especially spouses. He seeks to divide the family. So he's going to introduce and promote separation, divorce, okay, and all of these things, which anything that would cultivate and facilitate separation of families. However, we have been given a Redeemer, as I mentioned in the Gospel. God has now reconciled you in the fleshly body of Christ. Notice the emphasis there, that flesh that came from the Blessed Virgin Mary. So this is an interesting aspect, because our Lord is the mediator between God and man. And yet he introduces all of us and shares with us that one mediation, Once we're incorporated into Christ, we can then mediate in him. But Our Lady has a very unique mediation, in that she mediated to him the instrument of redemption, namely his body. That is a singular mediation in the one mediator that takes place. And so this is how our reconciliation came about. Our reconciliation with God and grace, which enables us to be reconciled with one another. And so this is why God and Christ and grace need to be present in marriages, right? That they might be holy and that unity might remain and last as it ought to. To present you holy, without blemish, and irreproachable before him. Without blemish. The Latin word is immaculatos, immaculate. You see, as our Lord received his immaculate flesh from the Immaculate Virgin Mary, so we, being incorporated into him, are being prepared by Our Lady, our spiritual mother, to be presented to God as other Christs, immaculate and holy. Provided that you persevere in the faith. You see, our Lord and our Lady, they have done their part, and they continue to do their part by dispensing graces. We need to do our part. Providing that you persevere in the faith, this will happen. And this perseverance is worked out not sometime in the future, but here and now, today, and then tomorrow, one day at a time. And so each and every day, we should entrust ourselves to our spiritual mother, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and allow her to fulfill her role as our spiritual mother and to reconcile us with God in the one mediation of her Son, and then to present us finally in the end, holy and without blemish before him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.